Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The latest on Patrick Mahomes, his MRI. You've heard of having a dog in him? What if it's Plaschke dog? Is that a good thing? I don't know if that's a good thing. Burrow Mahomes, 4. Hurts, Purdy, 1. Conference championship weekend. That's like your Super Bowl, right? Isn't it? You love it, two games. Let's go around the horn.
Plaschke dogs don't hunt, as they say.
The dog looks just like Plaschke. Can we agree? The dog looks just like those guys.
100%. Or Billy Joel.
How healthy is Patrick Mahomes' ankle? Will the Bengals pass rush eat him alive again? Can KC pressure and rush Joe Burrow and throw off Chase, Higgins, and Boyd? Could Chris Jones be the most important player? Will Eli Apple and Mike Hilton back up their talk? Or can the KC skill players break through? Travis Kelce's on a heater. His whole career is a heater. Can he keep that up? A lot of questions for you guys. How much does Cincy's 3 straight wins over KC carry over? I got questions. You got answers. Question marks? Tim Kalishar, around the horn to you. What is the most decisive X factor going into Burrow Mahomes 4, Cincinnati at Kansas City?
I don't know how anything could be as important as Mahomes' injury. The man has taken his team to 5 straight AFC championships in the first 5 seasons he's started. He has to be 70 to 80%. He has to be able to run around a little better than he did, I think, in the second half against Jacksonville last week. And if he can, then the Chiefs can win. But the other thing, last week the Bengals ran on Buffalo. Joe Mixon over 100 yards, only the second time all year, 5 yards a carry. That is not something normal for Cincinnati. They have struggled to run. They will not run the ball that well against Kansas City. I think that opened things up for Joe Burrow, and I think he's going to have a lot tougher time against the Kansas City front seven.
J.A. Adon, the X factor.
Yeah, well, clearly, Tony, the big variable is Mahomes' ankle and how it will withstand the pass rush and everything else, the cold, the weather, one faulty step. Who knows what could make it feel even worse or maybe even put him out of the game. But I'm going with the known entities, starting with Joe Burrow. If you go back to his days at LSU, postseason games, bowl, conference championship, college playoffs, the NFL playoffs, 9-1. That's a pretty good track record, and it's starting to become a pretty solid number, right? A pretty significant sample size there. So I like that. Plus, if you look at Andy Reid in conference championship games, 3-4 in conference championship games at home. So he can get got at home. The Chiefs can get got in this vulnerable status.
That's why I keep doing this. I hit that algorithm when the only thing you gave us a number, 9-1. There wasn't a whole exponential
plenty
working.
To think about.
Yes, it makes you think. Frank.
I had to go back and do a lot of math.
Isola, X factor.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the defensive line of the Bengals. Their linebackers, can you get to Patrick Mahomes? He didn't seem to be under pressure after he got the injury last week. You know, they're showing him in practice this week, slow jogging, walking. What's going to happen when he has to make that first hard cut? What's going to happen when he gets tackled for the first time? That is going to be the great unknown. And I also think Travis Kelce, who's as open as Tim Kalishaw's social calendar. The guy spends his entire career somehow on the most crucial possessions of a game. He is wide open. Can you defend Travis Kelce? And to Jay's point, this is now 5 straight conference championship games that Kansas City has hosted. They're 2-2. You lose another one for a great, great team. That's disappointing.
Mm-hmm. And Monica McNutt, X factor in the AFC.
Yes, the ankle is a thing that we're all talking about, but it's been a week with professional NFL-level treatment and recovery. I think the ankle is going to be fine. I actually think it's going to be the defense for the Bengals that's going to be the X factor. I mean, this is a group that's been terrific on third down and red zone stops in the postseason, because we know the postseason is very different from the regular season. As much as I think the Bengals are poised to do something special, history doesn't necessarily bode well for them in terms of seeing an opponent a second time. So we'll see what happens. But I think the Bengals...
Tim Kalishaw back in.
Yeah, I don't know what this is about my social calendar. I didn't see Frank at the San Francisco Airport Marriott last week for the Cowboy 49er game. I thought he was going to say something about my open collar.
I'll give you
regardless,
that.
I think J.A.'s point about Andy Reid, 3-4 at home in conference title games, that doesn't get talked about much. 3-5, that's going to be not a good part on his resume.
Okay, way to stick the landing there. Thank you very much. A question I asked before, but I'm going to bring it back to you, J.A. Donde. How much stock do you put in Cincinnati 3, KC 0, or at least Burrow 3, Mahomes 0 in the previous three meetings over the last 14 months?
It factors in, and it speaks to, you know, schematically, obviously, Cincinnati's found things that works. Confidence is going to matter. Please don't use it as a referendum for Mahomes and Burrow. Please don't. I mean, Eli Manning is 2-0 against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. That doesn't affect the way that we rank those two guys, does it?
Mm-hmm. Frank, I saw how much stock you put in that since he won.
But you know what? You know what, Jay? I do look at it as a bit of a referendum on Joe Burrow. You know, he's so confident. I think the team takes on his personality. Think of all the stuff that they've been involved in, including that awful Monday night game in Buffalo, the way that they've handled that. They go on the road. Everything that this team does, they just seem they seem poised. They're very confident. I think a lot of that starts with the quarterback.
Monica.
Guys, if we run it back to September, for whatever reason, the conversation was Mahomes and Allen. It can be a referendum, in my opinion. Burrow doesn't get the credit that he deserves.
Kalishaw.
It has to mean something if Burrow beats him again. Remember, after his rookie year, everybody was saying the Bengals are going to get Burrow killed. This is a bad place for him to be.
That's
he
right.
might go to two straight Super Bowls after that.
All right, time to make the picks. Monica McNutt, floor is yours. Who you got?
Ain't nothing changed from last year, Tony. I'm still rolling with the Burrow hive, Burrow head. I got the Bengals.
Isola.
You know what? I still think Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the sport. I don't think he's going to get beat again at home. I think it's going to be Kansas City.
J.A. Adonde.
I don't like the unknown of Mahomes' ankle. I'm going with Cincinnati.
Tim Kalishaw.
Travis Kelce, about 14 catches, 180 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Open, like your social calendar.
Wide open. We'll move on. Now to the NFC. 49ers-Eagle, the Purdy Hurts Bowl. I got three questions here, and I'm looking for answers. Frank Isola, whose offense is better, whose defense is better, and which will matter more Sunday?
I think, you know, I look at San Francisco's offense and the weapons they have with McCaffrey, Kittle, obviously Debo Samuel. But this guy right there, Jalen Hurts, that's the guy that you got to worry about. You realize that San Francisco's defense has not allowed an individual rusher to rush for at least or over 70 yards in 27 straight games. Jalen Hurts has a great chance to break that this weekend because we know his game is keeping defenses off balance, his ability to throw and run the ball. He will be the key to this game, and I think that's why Philadelphia's got the best offense.
Monica, who's got the better offense? Who's got the better defense? Which matters more Sunday?
Better offense, I'm going Philly. Better defense, I'm going San Francisco. And yes, that rusher stat is super important, but this is also a team that led the league in terms of interceptions. So it's not solely about having to contain Jalen Hurts as a mover and shaker. Like, they could do some stuff in the secondary, too. I think Philly prevails, though.
Tim Kalishaw.
Better offense, Philly, only because of the quarterback. Better defense, San Francisco, definitely. I've gone back and forth on this game. I think the 49ers definitely can win. They're not going there just to show up. But the Eagles are 15-1 when Hurts plays,
right,
when he starts. That's the best. They're going to win again. Mm-hmm. Philly.
What is San Francisco when Brock Purdy starts, Tim Kalishaw?
They're 7-0, but that's not as many games. We call that a smaller sample.
Oh, listen to us. Oh, woo, speak analytics.
The algorithm, Tony, the algorithm.
Yeah, let's get it. Oh, there it is right there. He did the work on the paper there.
Finally.
All right, Adonde.
Finally.
On the idea, what's going to matter more, the offense or the defense on Sunday? Where do you come down?
The offense is going to matter more, and that's going to favor Philadelphia, which had the best offense in the NFC, second best overall. And yes, San Francisco has the top overall defense in the league, but guess what? That doesn't matter as much anymore. It's time to sunset the notion that defense wins championships. Only twice in the last 10 years has a team with the best defense gone on to win the Super Bowl. Mm.
Frank Isola, you've reviewed San Francisco the last couple of weeks by thinking Purdy has looked a little different. Defense catching up to him, or you have any expectation for a struggle this week?
Let's give San Francisco a lot of credit. They're on their third quarterback, and the guy's undefeated in the conference championship game. But I thought last week, and I thought the Cowboys let him off the hook because they hadn't scored. And they had the two huge defensive holding calls. And if you go back the week before, that was a home game. Seattle was driving, and then Geno Smith turned the ball over. So they were kind of on the, you know, they were walking that fine line there. When he rolls to his left, I can't stand that because he doesn't seem to be able to complete the passes. Going to be a lot of pressure on him now going on the road. Hostile environment, cold weather in Philadelphia. I give San Francisco, their coaching staff, Purdy, all the credit what they've done. It's going to be very difficult.
Jay, like Frank, are you seeing some cracks in Purdy at QB?
Yeah, and just the historical weight is starting to add up, too. We've never had a rookie quarterback win a conference championship game, win three playoffs game in the same year as a rookie. And also, I will give the opportunity, though, for Shanahan to figure out what's the way to make it work, though. He started doing in the second half of last week's game the same thing that he did that enabled Garoppolo to win in Green Bay, and that was basically have him pass between the hash marks, inside the hash marks, and keep it a very narrow field for him and just throw down the middle. It worked for him last weekend. It worked for Garoppolo back in Green Bay. Maybe, just maybe, Shanahan can find a way to scheme his way into the
Super Bowl. Tim Kalashaw is the only panelist who saw Purdy firsthand last week.
I don't know where everybody else was. You know, we talk about there's a million reasons to make fun of the Cowboys this week. Okay, we all get that. But their defense held the 49ers to one touchdown. They had Purdy on the run for a lot of that game. Now he goes on the road to play a better front four that led the league in sacks. I think this is when the things finally
and
get
Monica
to Brock
McNutt.
I mean, pressure makes diamonds or pressure bursts pipes. I will say Jalen Hurts' track record in terms of big stages prior to getting to the NFL matters to me.
All right, so you tipped your hand before, Monica. You've got Philadelphia in this game. Frank Isola, who you got?
I got the Eagles winning the two high seeds, make it to
Jay
the
Jay Adande.
Philly.
And Tim Kalashaw.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there it is. It's Mark unanimous. Oh, San Francisco's got something to play for.
That's trouble.
By herself.
You've done it.
This is what it feels like to file with TaxSlayer, confident you'll get your guaranteed maximum refund.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Grey Goose.
Let's dive in on NBA All-Star starters. You guys know the rules. If you want Embiid, you have to take off Giannis, Durant, or Tatum. You want Ja, bye-bye Curry or Luka. Monica, did they get this right, NBA All-Star starters?
I think they got it mostly right, Tone. I have one argument in the East. I'll do it. Make the case for Tyrese Halliburton, who leads the league in assists. I know he's been injured as of late.
Over
Kyrie Irving. And that's a small little one, but mostly it's okay.
Frank Isola.
Wow. And he's been hurt. How about Jaylen Brown over Kyrie? I look at it this way. This is who the fans want on the team. If you want to put Lauri Markkanen on there as Sabonis for Zion Williamson, but the game is for the fans. Everyone wants to talk about improving the game. Can we tweak the game somehow? Let's worry about the 82 regular season games that everyone plays as opposed to just this one Sunday in February.
You know what? Put a bookmark in that. We'll get back to that. Real quick, Frank, you vote, though. Who did you vote for? Did you vote Jaylen Brown over Kyrie?
I voted for all the players on there. I voted for Jaylen Brown over Kyrie.
Okay, yeah.
Best record in the East.
J.A. Adande, they get this right?
I agree with Frank. The fans always get it right because it's their choice. Vote who you want. The NBA got it wrong by sticking to this format of guards and front court. It should just be the five best players in the league
that's
increasing going positionless. How about go positionless in the All-Star
game? In that way, you would have Embiid?
You could have Embiid, for example, instead of Irving, which is what I would do if I'm taking the five best players in the Eastern Conference.
Tim Kalishaw.
Yeah, I want to put Joel Embiid in there, too. I'll make it unanimous on getting Kyrie out of the starting lineup. It doesn't matter. They're all going to switch teams anyway. They're gonna draft
over. It
doesn't
matter. Listen to Tim.
Why are we nitpicking about five from the East and five from the West, and we don't even know who LeBron's going to put on his team?
So Kafka-esque.
Very
Kafka-esque. You know what? Let's go here, Frank Isola. NBA load management. Are they getting it right this year? How many games this month had All-Stars sitting? Warriors had their whole team about a week ago. Jimmy Butler, disappointed, but then starstruck.
Oh, boy.
That bad. Hold on to yourself, Frank. Hold on. Nuggets sat Jokic and Murray this week versus the Bucks. Here's Charles Barkley's view of it.
First of all, it's embarrassing for the NBA, and I cannot wait for these owners to put their foot in their asses in this next CBA. These dudes going to do something to these players. They're going to be like, wait a minute, you can't make $50 million and not play half the season, okay? Because now you're just really just like slapping me in my face, taking my check twice a month. Man, I think it's going to be very interesting the next CBA.
Sirius XM NBA Radio, of course. Also your home, Frank Isola. So this is your wheelhouse. How big of a problem does the NBA have here?
I think it's a big problem because you market the game around stars, and stars miss too many games. Eliminate back-to-backs. That would eliminate one excuse. Another thing that I would do, if you make a minimum amount of games played for postseason awards, that impacts the players' money. Here's another thing. Get rid of scoring averages, rebounding averages, just like touchdown passes and goals in hockey and home runs. Just make it total. Maybe there are some nights when a player says, you know what, I can't play 35. I can give you 15. They do it in soccer with the top players when they play two or three games in a week. Why can't the NBA players do it?
Get rid of scoring averages and rebounding averages
all
and
totals.
Go to totals.
Total.
Buy or sell that, Jay Adonai, and also where we are with load management.
I'm selling that, and I'm also selling the notion that aggregate matters that much. You know who's 131st in total minutes played so far this season? Steph Curry, one of the top vote getters, the top jersey seller in the NBA. So they're reducing him
that
so that you can have ultimately more Steph Curry most of the time instead of all of the time. And also the notion that it's owners versus players. No, the owners are obviously signing off on this to protect their investments. They want their players to last longer. It's the league versus the individual
teams
that are doing this.
Oh, so you think maybe the players are hearing too much about this? Isn't on the players as much as it is?
It shouldn't be because this is an organizational decision to rest them so that they'll be in better shape over the long term and over the season.
Tim Kalishaw.
I'm buying Frank's totals. I'm buying what Barkley said. That's not the owner's point of view. That's the fans' point of view. J.A.'s right. The players aren't making this up on their own. The coaches are, and the teams are fully supportive of this. The entire league tells us for 6 months the regular season doesn't matter. And the league has gone to the extreme of putting basically 10 teams in the playoffs, or you can at least play your way in, which makes it even easier for everybody to know we're getting in some fashion. We don't need to play these players all these games. Teams always sit their stars on the road, too. So if you're in Chicago or Cleveland, you don't see Luka, because it's the second night of a back-to-back. Dallas isn't going to sit him at home.
Monica McNutt.
I personally think this is a little overblown. Okay. Unless we eliminate back-to-backs flat out, we're never not going to see this. Even if the season were going to shrink down, it's a mentality at this point. The performance staff meet with the players and the coaches. They decide together. I'll give you an example. 2 weeks ago when Giannis didn't play when I was in Miami for knee soreness. He didn't feel great. The performance staff signed off on it, and it was fine. Like, I just think this is where we are with our stars because we want these longevity, historical length careers a la LeBron.
Okay, so you think the toothpaste is out of the tube. You never get back to a place where Jordan played, you know, as they always say, 80 games
nope.
or more. I mean, here was Barkley talking. He missed considerable time later end of his career, second half of his career, honestly, after the Achilles. Adon, they back in.
Well, people say, well, they're not going to give up the money to reduce the number of games that you can avoid this. Well, guess what? You've already increased the number of postseason games. You have the play-in game now. You've got best of seven now instead of best of five in the first round of the playoffs. So you've made some of that money back that you would lose if you reduced the regular season schedule. So go ahead and
do it.
I'll tell you one thing about that Jimmy Butler story, which is a beautiful story. Great for those kids, great for Jimmy Butler. But how does helping out one family that came to the game, how does that help everyone else across the NBA who shows up and stars don't play? Are they all getting a ball? They're all getting a jersey?
Frank! What do you want? Do you want Jimmy Butler to miss a regular season game or Jimmy Butler in a seven-game series? Like, what do you want?
I want
not wrong.
Mick Jagger and Beyonce. I want you to perform when I pay. I want the star to.
Wow.
That's what I want.
Wow. Who he play for? Who he play for? Mick Jagger.
All right.
Load management for Tim Kalishaw and Monica McNutt. I guess. Thanks, guys. Adonde Isola showdown next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Did a story earlier this week about whether Mike McCarthy would stay as Cowboys head coach. Would it survive the week? Well, here's one that goes the other way. Reportedly, Jerry Jones is interested in Mike McCarthy staying Cowboys head coach as long as Tom Landry was Cowboys head coach, which means Mike McCarthy coaching the Cowboys till age 85. J.A. Adonde, what are you doing with this information?
It's the wrong goal. You don't want to last as long as Landry. You want to go to 5 Super Bowls and at least win 2 of them like Tom Landry did. That's the goal, not longevity.
Fred Gasola.
It sounds like a mafia threat. Didn't Jerry Jones show up in Dallas and the first thing he did was get rid of poor Tom Landry? I actually think Mike McCarthy's done a pretty good job. We'll see how it works out, but sounds like a bit like a threat, not like a promise.
Oh, no.
Oh. We'll split the point. We'll move on. Showdown 2. There was a bad beat last night. Arizona, Washington State. Line was 5.5. Arizona is going to get the win. In garbage time, this dunk would have made it 10, but it rattles out. Don't pay attention to the scoreboard. They got that wrong. But then there was a 3 that came at the buzzer here for Washington State, which means a 5-point swing and now just a 5-point win for Arizona. If you lose that bet, Frank, who are you mad at? The missed dunker, the 3-point defense, the scoreboard, or yourself?
Yeah, I'm mad at myself, and I'm also mad at the dunker, because in that case, now I look at end-of-game protocol where why don't you just heat the ball, dribble out the clock? So look what he did there, misses the dunk, they come down, it's on me, and it's on him, both of us.
Yeah, Adonde.
If I lost money, I'd be mad at the kid that took the shot because he did it so casually, just kind of put it up and then it went in. He was like, if it means that little to you, then why are you taking the shot and messing up my bet?
No. It's on the miss dunk. And that miss dunk, I mean, I'm sure that young player can dunk the basketball, but that was not close. We'll give the FaceTime. Frank Isola.
Believe it or not, today marks the 32nd anniversary of the New York Giants-Buffalo Bills Super Bowl. We know how it ended, wide right, Scott Norwood. But how about the way that it started with Whitney Houston, the pride of Newark, and of course East Orange, New Jersey, belting out the national anthem. All right, she was lip-syncing, but she looked great, she sounded great, and at that time, during the Gulf War, it just made everyone feel good with both Buffalo and the Giants in red, white, and blue. It was an unbelievable moment. You hear it today, and it still sounds great.
It charted twice. It made the top 10 twice. Our national anthem made the
EO.
Top 10 twice.
Whitney Houston for EO.
71.5-hour break. Enjoy the games. Amazing. We'll see you Monday.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.